mentioned the cost of living still hitting households and squeezed finances continuing to be a worry for many people. Now, earlier this year, the ONS said that more than 4 in 10 of the population expect to save no money whatsoever over the next year. Now, for many others, paying the bills means dipping into their savings. But looking at this in the wider picture, what does this mean for retirement? Well, we're joined this morning by Jonathan Watsley. He's from the Financial Wellbeing and Retirement Specialist, Wealth at Work. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Jonathan, when we are hearing that people are, going to food banks in order to feed their family, are pension payments really at the forefront of people's minds at the minute?
Well, I think what's happening is that people are now looking at where they can save money. So, Wealth at Work did some research asking people these very questions, and there were some pretty stark responses that we had. So, I'll give you a couple of numbers just to illustrate. So, 83% of people said the cost of living crisis would mean that they would have to work longer. And part of the reason for that is because 59% said that they are either considering reducing or stopping their pension contributions. So in other words, they're looking at places to save money. They've identified that pension contributions might be one of them. And so that's what they're looking at in order to make ends meet.
Well, whenever you say about people looking at working longer, were those people potentially people who were planning to retire early before the retirement age, or are these people looking at working kind of beyond the official retirement age?
You know, so these are people that were going to whenever they considered they were going to retire, they're now saying that they are going to have to work longer. And in fact, the story is worse than that, really, because 31% of people said that they're looking to dip into their pension in order to supplement their existing income. So, of course, people that have reached age 55 can access their pension while still working. So what we're now seeing is nearly a third of people saying that they think they will have to dip into their pension, albeit they're still in a job, just to supplement their income. So, again, you can see that's another reason why ultimately they will need to probably work longer, because of course their pension pot will not be as large as initially they may have thought.
You've mentioned the people there who are over 50 who already potentially have access to their pension pot, but who is most concerned about their future? Is it those people kind of closely reaching retirement age? Is it people who are younger who are, you know, maybe haven't really seriously thought about saving for the pension yet? Who's most concerned about this?
Well, I think both lots are concerned, but clearly there's different drivers for those groups. So you look at the younger group, and we know things are going to get tougher. So, for example, if you look at the fact that people have fixed rate mortgages, there's actually quite a lot of mortgages that will come up for renewal over the coming months. We know because interest rates are much, much higher now, that's going to take much more of their monthly income. So that's clearly going to be a driver for those younger people who are just going to increasingly find it harder to either maintain their pension contributions, let alone increase them. I think when it gets to the older age range, it's more about the fact that can they retire when they originally planned to? And the research that we've done suggests that, well, 83% of them are saying, no, I think I'm going to have to work longer.
Jonathan, what would your message be to those who maybe have stopped their pension contributions altogether, or, as you've already mentioned, are already dipping into their pension? As we've kind of alluded to earlier, if you're doing something like that, it's likely that you're in, you know, quite severe financial stress.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two sides to this, really. I mean, for some of those people, it might be, well, is reducing your pension contribution the right thing to do? Have you looked at other costs that you have that you may be able to reduce? We do a lot of work with people where you look at some of the items that most people pay for. So you think about broadband, mobile costs, insurances like car insurance, household insurance, even things like subscriptions, download subscriptions. And often people were paying well over the odds for these things. But if you add those things up over a year, then of course, actually, you might be able to save literally hundreds of pounds, which may help them. But I think the second point is that, yeah, for people that are really struggling, then they do need to get support. So for some people, that support may come from their employer. There's a lot of employers that do have financial well-being programs in place, so they may be able to help. Also, there's the government side, moneyhelper.org.uk, so people can also potentially try that, where they can also get support. But if people are in real dire straits, then of course there are debt charities, so people like Step Change, mm-hmm. that they should try and contact.
Okay, thanks very much. That's Jonathan Watsley from Wealth at Work.